Hello, I'm Tom Hardy, and welcome to A Hardy Appetite. On the subject of spinach, screenwriter Delia Ephron, younger sister of Nora, advises, divide into little piles, rearrange again into new piles. After five or six maneuvers, sit back and say you're full. This directive from Ephron's book How to Eat Like a Child reinforces the long-held stereotype that kids, and not a few adults, hate spinach. They know better in Chester, Illinois, just 50 miles from where I sit. That's because Chester is the hometown of the creator of Popeye, one of the most famous cartoon characters of all time, and a confirmed devotee of the green leafy vegetable, which is actually a member of the beet family. You may recall that Popeye regularly resorted to canned spinach as a way to boost his strength, especially when he tangled with Bluto, his nemesis. In the fall of every year at the annual Popeye picnic in Chester, they celebrate Popeye's birthday, and you can bet there will be plenty of spinach to go around. Because it turns out Popeye was right. He knew the benefits of spinach long before it was declared a nutritionally dense superfood. A 3.5-ounce serving of the stuff contains more iron than the same-sized hamburger patty. Not bad for a food that's 91% water. Harold McGee, the world-renowned authority on the chemistry of food, says it's the most important leaf vegetable other than lettuce. No wonder that as early as the 12th century, an Arab writer called it the prince of vegetables. Throughout that time, people have learned that the green plant is not only good just eaten raw or cooked by itself, but that it's a worthy ingredient in a wide variety of dishes. Like carrots, you can even put it in a cake, just in case you want to celebrate Popeye's birthday in style. This is Tom Hardy inviting you to visit our website at krcu.org for recipes to satisfy your hearty appetite.